In the holy letters of the Rebbe, we're doing in volume 5, the letter was 1306. And this is dated on the 26th day of Kislev in Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. Very interesting over here that you see how much the Rebbe treasured that people should go and visit the Ohel at the time of the previous Rebbe. And this person was asking about his son's bar mitzvah that is going to be in the Parshas B'Shalach over there. There's only part of the letter is blotted out over here. So the Rebbe says, I'm really surprised at your question, the Rebbe says. Why don't you look for reasons to be on the resting place, on the tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles over here? Since the bar mitzvah of your son is in days that are very close to the Yortzeit of Yud Shvat, which is the Yortzeit of the previous Rebbe, so the Rebbe says, that means that you should grab the opportunity to go to the Ohel, to go on the Tzion. And you should refresh yourself, your memory. Everything that you had been privileged for many times during those beautiful, clear days when you was in the yeshiva and you were in the community of the Hasidim Anash. If not at this opportunity, when? And if for some reason it's impossible, or you think it appears to you that it's impossible, so may it be the will that the bar mitzvah in place should be where it's now, in a good and auspicious time, and you and your wife, Sheikh, you and your family should all be rejoicing with a true joy, which is the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, with blessing. Rebbe isn't too happy that he wasn't going to come to make the bar mitzvah or bring his son to the Ohel, to the Rebbe. And today there's actually a tradition. People will come in for the bar mitzvah from Israel and from all over the world to do the bar mitzvah actually at the Ohel, at the Rebbe's the resting place. Yeah, there is a whole shul and everything over there, yeah. And to make the bar mitzvah over there. But certainly you see how the Rebbe cherished that opportunity to go ahead and go to the Ohel.